FM. Adios, eh? Skeeter Davis from 1963 as we relive the best times of your life, and that's it. The end of the world. It's imminent. Repent. Or in the meantime, enjoy your wizard till 10. After that, I'm not responsible. It's Don K. Reed. The Golden 101, it's 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. 44 degrees, Midtown, Manhattan. And men, women, are you listening? Today, there's a tremendous demand for trained people in security, private investigation in both industrial and retail fields. Those with training can look forward to a stimulating, exciting, rewarding career. Superior Investigations in Claim School, approved by the New York State Department of Education, approved for training of veterans, is located at 116 West 14th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. You can train full or part-time, days or evenings, in civil and criminal investigations, and industrial and retail security. Classes, you lucky devil, are co-ed. If you're a high school graduate between the ages of 18 and 45, call now for a free booklet. Area code 212 New York, 265-3366. 265-3366. Free placement assistance. Student loans to qualified New York State residents. Today, call now, 265-3366, for a free booklet entitled Your Career in Private Investigation and Security. That number again, 265-3366. Tell them Inspector Clouseau sent you by.
The Wizard comes to Wall Street, as well as to all other Avis We Try Harder locations, featuring sparkling new Plymouths and other fine cars. The Wizard of Avis is the most advanced computer system in the travel business. So if you're a bull or a bear, call 687-1262 or come to 111 Washington Street and let Avis introduce you to the new Wizard of Wall Street. At Avis, they try harder to make it easier for you.
Stereo rock and roll.
CBS FM with a whiz, I'm Bob Wynn. Gonna beat you to the punch. Well digging with Marvelous Mary. From 1962, go back 2 years to 1960 as we relive the best times of your life. Brenda Lee sings, A Lady's Choice.
Alone, so alone that I could cry. I wanna be wanted. I want to know he loves me.
WCBS-FM, New York. U.S. wins at UN. Bill Martin reporting, WCBS-FM News. The United States has won the final victory in its campaign for a reduced UN budget assessment. The General Assembly voted 81 to 27 late today to lower the American share from 31.5% to 25% of the budget. Nassau and Suffolk County executives expressing deep concern over the hardened commuters caught in the Long Island Railroad strike today call for round-the-clock negotiations. The strike today is completing its 14th day, forcing 90,000 daily commuters and 80,000 daily one-way riders to use other means of transportation to get to work in the city. However, Metropolitan Transportation Authority Chairman William Ronan and a representative of Governor Rockefeller in the negotiations responded with a request that the county executives join in urging union leaders to drop their impossible demand position. A gunman who held four persons, including his young son, hostage for about 19 hours, released them unharmed about 6 o'clock tonight. But the man is in desolate Berlin, New Jersey farmhouse and refuses to surrender to police. Police learned of the incident about 5:30 this morning, but the authorities and media agreed to a news blackout to protect the lives of the hostages. Police say the gunman is 42-year-old Alfred Taluki. Neighbors say he works in the Philadelphia Arsenal. State police say the incident began with a family squabble yesterday. Black Panther Richard Moore, charged with the attempted murder of two New York City policemen, is facing a new trial. Today, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Judge...
FM stereo rock and roll.
Before heading back, Kissinger met for more than 6 hours with Hanoi diplomat Lee Duc Tho. After leaving the Morley Airport, Kissinger briefed newsmen.
As was announced in Washington this afternoon, Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho and I will remain in contact through messages, and we will then decide whether another meeting is necessary and when. In the meantime, Ambassador Sullivan and two members of my staff are staying here, and they will be leading experts of the other side under the leadership of Ambassador Porter. Those of you who have survived pneumonia in trying to cover me, I'd like to thank you for your fairness. And also I'm glad that those of you who rode motorcycles survived.
The disclosure that parts of the Kissinger delegation is remaining in Paris indicates that agreement has not yet been reached. Kissinger is returning for consultations with President Nixon. He's due back in Washington around midnight. Astronauts Cernan and Schmidt are roaming about the moon's surface again. Tonight's 7-hour lunar exploration, their third, marks what may be man's last walk on the moon in this century. The WCBS-FM weather, clearing and windy tonight, low near 30, sunny tomorrow, high 40 to 45. Fair tomorrow night, low again near 30. The present temperature in Midtown Manhattan is 42 degrees. This is Bill Martin, WCBS-FM News.
This is WCBS-FM New York, reliving the best times in your life.
WCBS-FM New York, New York.
You got what it takes to satisfy. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes.
SFM, New York, Bob Johnson, you got what it takes. We've got what it takes until 10 o'clock with your wizard, followed by Don K. Reed. Reliving the best times of your life is Tommy Jones from 1965. It's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die.
April 1968, Dad Lover, all 310 pounds of Mama Cass, and Dream a Little Dream of Me as we creep into a Thursday, Wednesday night it is in New York City. With Bob Lumen around the corner from 1968, Think About Living, David. On the Golden 101 is 13 past 8 o'clock. Tell your story, sing your heart out.
Every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with it, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm a-wondering why. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about loving.
Think about living.
Let's think about a hooping and a hopping and a bopping and a loving, loving, loving. Let's forget about the whine and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living.
Think about living.
Let's think about life.
Think about living.
Think about living. Let's think about life.
WCBS-FM.
Down the street, the kind of stuff I'd like to
do it now.
The quotations from 61.
I'm in my imagination.
Quotations with the Whiz on the radio. Don K. Reed at 10 o'clock. For some time now, we've been reminding you that the Camelot Inn, 3501 Quentin Road, Brooklyn, features live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. This Friday, December 15th, Camelot Inn presents Gary Ulysses Sylvester Vines, and on Saturday, the 16th, Freddie Cannon. And now, Camelot Inn proudly announces the first time, Sunday, December 17th, Volume 1 of the Wizard's World's Last Record High. Starring a person, who else? Your Wizard. I'll be there with the world's greatest music, prizes, dance contests. Hope to see you. The world's last record hop, volume number one, this coming Sunday. We'll be on hand to kick off the contest, the dances, and to commemorate the occasion. Get this, Camelot Inn will be returning to the 50s prices on all drinks. There will be spotlight dances, giveaway prizes, the best of yesteryear. I'll be there on hand to supervise the insanity for my paisans and my honchos, and, of course, all lovely ladies at the other. For further information, call the Camelot Inn at 339-9305. 339-9305. Remember Gary U.S. Bonds Friday, Freddie Cannon Saturday, Your Wizard and Volume 1 of the World's Last Record Hop on Sunday. The Camelot Inn, 3501 Quentin Road in Brooklyn, recalling everything you've ever forgotten and just some things you might not have it.
Did you say you've got a Christmas gift list a mile long? Those ski buffs. But by golly, not if you turn to Herman's, number one in the world of skiing. For Herman's has everything for the skier, and I mean everything. Skis, boots, boot bags, bindings, poles, racks, ski bags, goggles, cross-country equipment, parkas, hats, sweaters, stretch pants, warm-up pants, gloves, socks, underwear, everything. Yes, indeed, Herman's has everything for the skier. And, of course, a world of great gifts for other sports lovers, too. Golfers, tennis fans, fishermen will all be tickled pink with a gift from Herman's. So, come on, when it comes to giving Christmas gifts for all your sporting friends, you go with the pro. Go with Herman's, number one in the world of sporting goods. Herman's with 9 convenient locations in Manhattan, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Open evenings, major credit cards accepted.
How about that? 9 shopping days left till Christmas. And tip of the ladies, a word from the Whiz, give your old man something he can afford this year. For holiday gifts, you can't beat cameras and camera equipment. For your gift budget, you can't beat Liberty Camera. You'll find something for every shutterbug on your list at envious prices. A Kodak Deluxe Custom 860 H projector with a 5-inch lens, the price just $164.95. Plus a holiday bonus, a 40x40 lenticular screen for $9.95. They're just some of Liberty's holiday gift bargains. See the rest at Liberty Camera. 19 West 44th Street, Manhattan, or call Murray Hill, MU72433 for any price quote. Closed Saturdays, open Sundays 10 till 3.
Stereo rock and roll, WCBN.
In the golden rule, American history and practical man. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. They're cooking the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books.